I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. It is Dom time. During that break, I'm looking at Philly.com on an article, Center City Business People. And they're saying that, and this tells me a little bit more Antifa influence about the looters going through Center City. The Bruno brothers and these others, Joe's Pizza, they stood in front of their store. And one said, as looters rush by, a few stop to talk. And it appears to be, some of them are making a distinction. If you're present and there, and you identify as a small business, some of them will give you a break. But if you're corporate, well, then that's it. It's all over for you. Wow. Nice of the looters, huh? To have the time to make all these judgments societally. Joining us, and we're honored to have this guy here in town and to come on the show. He's in the center. And really, he's the hope, given the lack of backing from the local DA, is the U.S. attorney for our area. Bill McSwain is back with us here on Talk Radio 1210 on The Dom Show. Hey, Bill, welcome in, and thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Dom. It's always nice to be with you.
Well, I saw some of your news conference yesterday with Pat Toomey and Martina White and others. What's the thrust of what you're saying as U.S. attorney in the region that you're responsible for?
I think, first of all, there's some things that we can all agree on, or most of us can all agree on. First of all, it was very disturbing to see what happened to Mr. Floyd. And I don't think that anybody can look at the video and not be shocked and upset. And I think we can agree that people peaceably protesting and assembling is one of our most cherished rights, and that we all want to protect that right and make sure that people have the opportunity to express themselves. But then I think we can also agree that these protests have been corrupted. They've been corrupted by rioters, looters, arsonists, people who are intent on causing damage, and they're using this moment as an opportunity to cause havoc. And that, as I said yesterday, if somebody does that, they are disgracing themselves. They are disgracing the Constitution, and they're dishonoring the memory of George Floyd. So what we're focusing on the federal level is trying to do what we always do, which is identify the worst of the worst, identify the people who are really inciting this, identify the people that are committing the worst crimes under the guise of protest. And it does take some time to put together federal cases, but we will be announcing some federal arrests in the coming days, and we are going to do everything we can to protect public safety.
Well, that is welcome news, because we both know that's the only hope here in town, Bill, and you've been outspoken but judicious in talking about Krasner and the infrastructure. Are these cases, could you, I realize the sanctity until you tell us exactly what happens. Are they about conspiracy? Are we seeing conspiracy across states? Because you're right there. What I see is we've had a really active Antifa and other groups activity that have gotten away with stuff. This is just on steroids now. Or is this more spread across the country in your view?
There's some of what you describe with the for lack of a better term, domestic terrorists, for people that are organizing violence and who saw this as an opportunity to travel to different areas and sow as much chaos as possible. But I think that what I'm seeing in Philadelphia when it comes to the vast majority of the looting, the vast majority of the clear criminal activity breaking into stores or breaking into banks and trying to rob banks and that sort of thing, that's local. That's Philadelphia residents who are doing that. But we're looking at everything. We're looking at people who might have traveled here. We're looking at people who might have used what we call instruments of interstate commerce, using their cell phones or other communication devices to try to plan riots. All of those people we're trying to hold accountable. But I think that what's important is for people to recognize, and all public officials in Philadelphia responsible for public safety, to speak with one voice to condemn this looting, condemn this rioting, condemn this lawlessness. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again, our district attorney is not really interested in any of that. He's not showing any leadership. He's not showing any concern for the safety of the community. He's sticking his head in the sand. And he's, he's usually active on social media. And if you check his social media, all he's talking about is protecting the protesters and not really talking about what's going on with the rioting and the looting. He's actually complaining about the TV coverage and the media coverage of the rioting and the looting because he thinks it gives a false impression of what's really going on. Wow. What's really going on is that things have been out of control in the city. Certainly Saturday was the worst day. I think it's gotten incrementally better. Sunday was a little better than Saturday. Yesterday was a little better than Sunday, despite the conflict that was on 676 when a lot of protesters were on the road last night and the police had to use tear gas. But I think that we are on the right road, but the reason we're on that road has nothing to do with Krasner, who is essentially fanning the flames of this.
I couldn't concur more, but hearing someone in your position say it has a lot of weight. Now, when the president talks about Antifa as a domestic terrorist outfit, is there a process that we have to go through to deem them that? And the question I'd have, Bill, in your understanding, what good does that do? Does it give you and William Barr and others added power if they're deemed a domestic terrorist organization?
Well, we have the tools that we need, I think, already to hold these anarchist groups and the like accountable. We have federal statutes that make it a crime to incite a riot, to engage in civil disorder, engage in violent civil disorder. There's also federal statutes against destruction of motor vehicles. So if you're burning a police car, we could bring a federal case about that. And certainly arson is a federal crime. So I think we have the tools that we need. We're now just doing everything we can to investigate the crimes. There's nothing official that has come through DOJ channels to designate any of these, Antifa or any of these other groups as terrorist organizations. The challenge there is, first of all, you have to have a statute that applies. And secondly, you have to show enough organization among the group that they could be called terrorists. But we have what we need to hold people accountable, and we're going to be doing that and bringing the federal hammer down wherever we can.
Well, that's a very good parting area for you. I get this conspiring to incite a riot. The looting part of it, though, where's the potential federal charges with something like that? Where would that come in?
Well, looting is something that is traditionally a local problem, okay? And if somebody smashes a window and runs into a Walmart and runs out with a big screen TV, that is a local criminal charge. And that person, by the way, is not a freedom fighter. That is not a protester, even though Mr. Krasner would like to treat them as so. But if we can tie that to a conspiracy, if we can tie that to something larger, if we can tie that to inciting a riot, if we can tie that to some sort of federal charge, we will. But it's a challenge. That's why you need a DA who cares about public safety, because the feds can't do it all. We can't take every local case and turn into a federal case. So it's important that there be accountability at the local level. And I think the police have done really an admirable job under very, very difficult circumstances. Certainly they were taking more of a restrained approach on Saturday. And then they realized that that wasn't really working, that the crowd was getting out of control. And then on Sunday, they were much more proactive, much more aggressive. And then you saw the same thing yesterday. So I think the police are doing a good job, but they need the support of their district attorney.
Absolutely. Bill, thank you so much. Is there any update to your staff sent us a lot of information? They're rarely on top of stuff around people who were saying to me, can you talk with the U.S. attorney about what was going on with these lockdown orders and some of the stuff that appears to us to be out of line from the governor's office? And we were sent how you file a claim or something of that nature with your office. Is there anything that you're involved in, I'll just ask it that way, on any of those issues?
Well, we enforce civil rights.
Okay.
It's a big part of what we do. And so we have on our website resources there where if anybody feels like their civil rights are being violated, you know, for example, if somebody felt like their right to practice their religion was being unfairly violated because churches weren't allowed to have gatherings where there could be similar gatherings in other circumstances, and they thought that that was singling out churches for unfair treatment, they can let our office know about it. They can file a complaint. They can contact us. And there's been cases like that throughout the country, and the Department of Justice has intervened in certain cases to try to make that point. So it's something that we're looking at. But by and large, the state courts have backed the idea of the restrictions, at least the temporary restrictions for the lockdown. But you know, if you look at what's going on right now, even with these protests, in some ways, or the violence associated with the protests, in some ways, it's a symptom of people being pent up and being frustrated. And it was just sort of like a perfect storm for this violence to occur. In some ways, it's a byproduct of these lockdowns. It's just unfortunate that the two things came together at the same time. And I'm also concerned about the big gatherings. I mean, thousands of people shoulder, that's not really something that should be happening right now from a public health perspective. But to answer your question, if anybody feels like their civil rights are being violated, please contact my office, and there's resources available on our website.
Bill, thank you very much. Stay well, and thank you for all that you do, and we'll look forward to seeing this ongoing process, and we'll see how you sort it out. Thanks, Bill.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks for having me.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.